Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bubba Sorensen and he's out there painting. Good morning to you, Bubba.
Good morning.
Well, Bubba, I think most people in our area know your name, which because you've done a great job with publicizing and with the work you do. But tell us what you're doing right this minute.
I'm painting the Chickasaw County Freedom Rock in Lawler, Iowa.
And what number is this out of a 99?
I believe this is number 86.
Oh, you're getting there. You're getting there. And one of the things that I guess always sort of fascinated me is that you don't just go and say, okay, here's a plain old rock and I'm just going to paint this. You do a lot of work before the actual painting process.
Yeah, I mean, it everything takes, you know, the proper preparation, and this is no different. You know, I do a lot of research. I have the folks that I'm coming to paint for do some research, and, you know, we make sure that we prep the rock properly, put the right type of primer on and stuff like that, and then we can get to work.
And thank goodness you've got some nice days that you've been able to do that. But you are on a... Well, maybe it's not new. It's new to me. You have illustrated a book, and that book is ready now to, it's out there for people to purchase. Tell us a bit about that book.
Yeah. Well, the book is a collection of poems by a lady named Julie Duker. And she wrote these poems, and she wanted to put them together into a book. They're patriotic poems, and her thoughts on our men and women who serve our country and those lost and those who come back and bits about leaving and coming home and just the stresses and loves and ups and downs that all comes with. And so she had the idea for this book and she put it together and she hired an illustrator, and her and the illustrator just did not vibe very well. Whatever he was drawing, that's not what her vision was.
Uh-huh.
She was kind of, you know, she thought, oh man, what am I gonna do? And somebody mentioned my name, like, you know, well, if you're doing patriotic stuff, you should give Bubba a call. And so she reached out to me, and you know, I told her what my time frame was, and anyway, long story short, we got together, and I read her poems, and she kind of told me what she was looking for, and so I became the illustrator of her poems. Yeah. The book's called Because of You, Old Glory Flies.
And yeah, your creative brain kicked in and you got together. And it's not a large book. In fact, I've ordered one.
No.
It's a Christmas gift for my brother who is in the service. And I'm excited for him to see that. And I think a lot of other people will be excited to see that. So can you tell us how people can get the book?
Sure. You can get it by just searching it on Amazon, by searching, you know, Because of You, Old Glory Flies, or I believe if you search Julie Duker's name or my name, it comes up as well. Or you can go to Julie Duker's website or my website. Hers is, I believe it's julieduker.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's freedomrock.com. Those are ways to get it. So,
okay, and Julie, spelled J-U-L-I-E, just like Julie, last name D-U-E-K-E-R. com. But probably the easiest way is actually if you don't even have an email address, if you just put in rocks in Iowa, I'm guessing it'll come up, Bubba.
Sure.
Because
because
it's lots of people have done lots of publicity. People are doing tours, I understand, motorcycle tours,
yeah,
car tours to see the rocks in every county.
Yeah, we've enjoyed hearing the stories, and there's people that are kind of coming up with their own little books of the rock. You know, they're taking photos at each stop, and you know, especially with the motorcycle guys, they park their motorcycle in front of it and get a snapshot and move on to the next one. And you know, the whole idea of it, you know, my three goals for the tour were to thank our veterans, promote Iowa tourism, and to feed my family. And the promote Iowa tourism part, it really gets you out to see what a beautiful and great state we have, you know, and each, I always kind of joke that every small town in Iowa is exactly the same, but a little bit different.
Mm.
And by that, I mean, we all, as Iowa nice, we're all good down home folks, and then but each of us, each little area kind of has their own little gem that you got to go out and discover for yourself, and hopefully my rock can be a little bit of a vehicle for that, for Iowans to discover and enjoy their own backyard, and for folks from other states to come in and enjoy as well.
And it might take us to some places we wouldn't ordinarily go. I'm thinking, and maybe there are others, in Cass County, the rock is in Lewis, which actually was the first county seat in Cass County, but it is not now the county seat, and Lewis is even smaller than Atlantic, but has a lot to offer. So there are probably other towns like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and more often than not, it seems to be the smaller town in the county, and, I think it's a great way to be like, you know what, we always go to Atlantic, and we probably still will go to Atlantic, but let's take a detour and go through Lewis to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to do that. You know, and little town of Lewis has a ton of Underground Railroad history.
That's right.
You know, and there's just, you know, so many little towns like that have this neat, especially for all you history lovers out there. It's a kind of a great way to go into some of these little towns and explore.
So, Bubba, most people in the area know your beginning story, but just briefly, how did all this rock stuff get started?
Yeah. In about 21 years ago, I saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, and for those who haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. But the first half hour of that movie is our men storming the beaches in Normandy, and it just kind of shook me to my core. And I wanted to say thank you to our veterans. You know, this was before September 11th had happened. You know, I kind of felt like people had forgot not only what our World War II and Vietnam and Korean War veterans had done, but, you know, just kind of what veterans were doing, standing ready, you know. And I wanted to say thank you to our veterans. And I went out to this rock that had been graffitied for years, you know, since the mid-60s when they dug it up and put it there. And I just went out and put thank you, veterans, for our freedom and the flag raising at Iwo Jima. And, that's my all-time favorite picture, and I thought that should at least capture what I'm trying to say, you know, kind of a big thank you card to our veterans, around Memorial Day. And then it just snowballed into an annual tradition. And then, being a mural painter, I decided to start a business with my wife. We do mural painting and photography, and I pitched the idea to her about a mural tour, and she thought, hey, that sounds great, and we started putting it together, and here we are.
Here we are. Just lots of stories and lots of paint and lots of ideas later. Yeah, I wonder how many 5-gallon buckets of paint you've used. Lots.
Oh, a lot. And I use a special kind of paint. So, like, my sky blue goes for about $650 a gallon.
Oh.
So there's a lot of money's worth of paint going into some of these rocks.
Yeah.
But hopefully they're around for a while to tell some stories.
And you then, as I recall, have put those images to work. You have some T-shirts and some other kinds of things also?
Yeah, every once in a while we come out with a T-shirt or T-shirts, or we'll come out with a sweatshirt, and I'm sure we'll do something here coming up on Christmas and the holidays. You know, we try to release something. You know, we're not too awesome at being a retail store yet, but, you know, we're working on it. It's just, you know, the whole business is my wife and I. You know, she kind of runs the business and scheduling, and I obviously am out doing the artwork. So, it's a lot, and with two little ones, you know.
Yeah.
I, Andy, and Mikey, those are my children. And, it gets busy, and so it's kind of hard to do every single thing we want to do. But we're fighting every day to kind of keep bringing everybody some content.
A great, great partnership there to get the work done.
Absolutely.
And one last question. Because of all of this experience, have you been asked just to go and speak to groups, not do painting, but also share your thoughts and so on with people?
Yeah, absolutely. I go out and I'll give talks. I always joke that I'm more of a painter than a speaker, but if people want to listen to me blather on about some of the stories, I lean pretty heavily on the veteran stories because that's what inspires me. And
mm-hmm.
So I tell a lot of the veterans about a lot of the veterans I've painted about, including some of my family members, and just kind of share the story of the Freedom Rock and how far it's come and how far it's reached out worldwide and everything. And yeah, so I do speaking appearances and things like that.
Okay, well, we thank you for your creativity and how you put all of this to work. And we want to mention again the book, Because of You, Old Glory Flies, written by Julie Duker and illustrated by Bubba Sorensen. And just go online and put in rocks in Iowa. You'll find all that good stuff. So thank you so much for your time, and keep on painting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate having me on. And, go out and see those Freedom Rocks, guys.
Okay, thanks. Great. Until next time, here's a thought. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves.